You're heading back to your seats. I invite the children or kids to come forward for this morning's children's time.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Miss Heather is out this week, so I invite all the children to come on up. My name is Tyler. I serve as our youth director, so I normally work with teenagers. But every now and then, I fill in for the children's message. And if you were here last time I did the children's message, again, I'm still sorry, Connie, Millie. You guys are safe today. There will be no flying blocks or props of any kind heading in your direction. This is a safe space for all people. Come on up, guys. All right, good morning, everybody. How are y'all feeling? Okay, I feel the same way, actually. I also feel good and tired. So, you know, that part of me greets that part of you here this morning as well. Welcome to church, everyone. So today, I want to ask you guys a question. In the scripture that we're going to be reading later, there's this guy, King David. Do you know anything about King David? No worries. Cool guy. He's in the Bible. Interesting life. You'll read all about him later. He did some fun stuff. He did some not so cool stuff, but all of us are complicated people. So anyway, King David, he's praying to God, and he prays and asks God to give him a clean heart, to cleanse his heart. And I thought about that, and I thought, that's kind of interesting, because how do you get a dirty heart? You know what I mean? Because, like, I know how I get dirty, right? If I were to play outside, I might get kind of dirty running around in the dirt. If I'm playing with my son outside, I know he's going to get really dirty. He's 2. I know he's going to, like, grab a bunch of weird stuff he shouldn't grab and put it in his mouth, and he's going to get really dirty. But how can your heart get dirty? What does that mean? Anybody have any ideas? Here, go for it. I'm going to pass you the mic. You want to speak in the mic? Yeah.
I think it means, like, I think it means, like, when you feel sad or something.
Oh, wow. That's such a good thought. Can I see the microphone? Yeah, so maybe our hearts feel a little dirty when we feel sad or something. Anyone else have any ideas they want to share? Yeah.
Maybe, like, when you're mean or something.
Oh. Yeah, I like that. So maybe our hearts get a little dirty when we feel sad. Or maybe our hearts get a little dirty when we maybe do something mean that we regret and we feel bad about it afterward. Have you ever felt that way before? I know I have. When I was a kid, I had 2 sisters, and we weren't always the nicest to each other. And sometimes afterward, I'd feel kind of bad. One time when I was older, I was helping my parents move, and I came across this diary that my little sister used to write. She was like 5.5 years younger than me, and it was a Harry Potter-themed diary, so she was writing to Harry Potter. And I know she doesn't watch our church services, so it's cool that I'm sharing this. And I was reading it because I'm nosy, and she was an adult now, so it was fine. And I read in there, and it was like, "Dear Harry, why is Tyler always so mean to me?" And that made my heart feel really sad, and that made my heart feel a little bit dirty. But there's something really cool that God's love does, so I'm going to grab some props. Does somebody want to hold this microphone for me? Check it out. You haven't spoken yet. You can say literally anything you want. Okay, cool. So I've got a couple of props with me, and we're going to wash our hearts now. I've got the sponge. So, no, I'm kidding. But something I want to show you that God's love is really cool. Pretend this heart is, or this sponge is like our hearts. And right now it's pretty soapy. So if I squeeze it, you can see all of that soap residue coming out, right? And I know soap is clean, but let's kind of pretend that's like that dirtiness, right? That sadness or that feeling bad. And God's love moves in our lives and in our hearts and in our bodies like a living water that cleanses our hearts. So check this out. I'm going to pour my living water that is God's love over this sponge. And what do you think is going to happen to all of our dirty, sudsy water in here? Any takers? Thoughts? What happens? Soap does happen. Let's find out. All right, check it out.
So I'm pouring the water, God's living water. Nobody walk over here. It's super fine. And what's happening to our sponge? Look, it's getting cleaner and cleaner and cleaner still.
And so that's how God's love works in our life. God's love is a living water that moves inside of us, cleaning our hearts, making us more like God, and helping us live more like God, in love with God and in love with each other, which is a really, really cool thing. Will you all join me in prayer this morning? Let's put our hands together, and we're going to say, "Dear God, thank you for your love that cleans my heart and helps me feel so good, so happy to be alive, and so full of love that I just want to share it with everyone I know. We love you, Lord. And everyone said, amen. All right, y'all, carefully go ahead and make your way back down. Oh, thank you so much. Rachel coming through. The stairs for children's time. Looks like children's church is happening. Y'all can head on that way. All right. The heart is getting dirty again, but that's the cool part of life. God's love keeps working anyway.